I once saw in an Addams cartoon a Martian sitting in the waiting room. It was late at night in the maternity ward. A nurse appeared as she opened the door. Congratulations, she said, it's a baby. Well, the point of this story I'll tell you now. Did you ever sit down and think about how it is each time a baby's born? It's a baby, not a rabbit or an ear of corn. Well, it just so happens that inside everyone our tiny plans tell how the job's to be done. They're worth more to you than the family jewels. They're stored in the form of molecules. Like everything else, I guess, only different and kinda special. Now floating around in each one of your cells is a nucleus. And you know what else? Tucked inside every one of these are chromosomes that hold the keys to the question we asked about how humans beget humans. Now these thread-like chromosomes contain a groovy little substance that we're gonna name. It's a macromolecule, as they say. It's mighty fine stuff called DNA. That's deoxyribonucleic acid, for those of you out there with expanding minds. Now this DNA consists of a chain of sugar and phosphate over and over again. But just a minute's thought and you'll see there's no hope for such a simple molecule to contain all the dope to get the human show on the road and into high gear. Well, each of the sugars in the backbone has a ring-shaped base attached to it all its own. There's only four in a human being: adenine, guanine, cytosine, and thymine. They make up an alphabet of four letters: A, G, C, T. Wouldn't want to write a novel with four letters. Think I'll write a human being instead. Well, there's one important fact we let slip by. It earned three men the Nobel Prize. It has to do with three-dimensional conformation and how it relates to information. You see, DNA consists of two strands, joined by the bases holding hands in the form of hydrogen bonds, that is. Any questions about this? The whole molecule forms a double helix, a spiral staircase arrangement with the nucleotide bases represented by the steps. Hope this isn't too steep for you. Now these bases pair in a special way, C with G and T with A. The reason for that's not too complex. You can learn more about it in the text. Now sometime before a cell divides, an unknown factor in the cell decides it's time to copy the DNA, so the new cell will know the way to survive and do what it has to do, a lot like us. Hence the double helices unzip and nucleotides in the neighborhood slip into place next to their proper mates. I think you see what this creates. Two daughter macromolecules identical to the parent. So we see that every time a cell arises, there are not going to be too many surprises. Because of this little template scheme, this biological Xerox machine. And when human parents make their contribution to a baby-to-be's constitution, since their chromosomes are human, we presume, it's no shock that the baby is too. Well, I guess that brings us to the end of our tune, which began with the Martian in the waiting room. If you have any questions about something you missed, please see me, all class dismissed.